like a room of whipple peelers like a Ferris wheel. And everything that's said, I says it real.
How does that sound to you? Some very unique options around town this weekend, including an unusual mix of music. Between hate and love, crossing and take a I talked about it all with Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
And the most interesting live music of the weekend is a bluegrass hip-hop band. They're called Gangsta Grass, and they're at Arlington's Artisphere on Saturday night. Again, it's a bluegrass band with hip-hop sensibilities. The leader of this group listened to lots of Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and Run DMC when he was a kid. He put these influences together and decided to start a band. And I got to say, Dimitri, it's a really cool sound. The band was recently nominated for an Emmy for their original soundtrack for TV's Western crime series, Justified. Go check them out at Artisphere on Saturday night. And then over at Strathmore on Friday night, you can hear the Grammy winners and vocalist Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They're from South Africa. They gained fame through Paul Simon's Graceland album and have since strung together an incredible collection of sounds over the past 20 years. And finally, if you want to hear and see a little bit of the Scottish Highlands, check out the Black Watch and the Band of the Scots Guards at George Mason's Center for the Arts on Saturday. You can hear pipes and drums and get to see Highland dancers of the British 1st Battalion. Mm-hmm. Tickets start at $25, and there's two shows at 2 p.m. and again at 8.
There's also a new exhibit that celebrates the man who designed our nation's capital at a museum that most folks probably have not visited, but maybe you should give it a try.
Yeah, it's at Anderson House on Massachusetts Avenue. It's a gorgeous property. It's actually home of the Society of the Cincinnati, which is America's oldest patriotic organization. Anyway, the Anderson House just launched a wonderful new exhibit called Pierre L'Enfant and His Vision for the American Republic. And it explores how this man helped define the look of the new American Republic after the Revolutionary War. And we all know that L'Enfant designed the grid for our city, but he also designed Federal Hall in New York and was an exceptional artist. So we see everything from his illustrations here for the Continental Army to the maps he created for what would become D.C. And there's plenty of other gorgeous stuff to see at Anderson House. And the space is open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 1 until 4. It's free, and they also have guided tours that are also free.
Mike, we have world-renowned art galleries in town. Sometimes you stumble across art in places that you never expected.
That's right. And if you have a chance to stop by the Carroll Square Gallery before the end of the day Friday, you'll be glad you did. Since December, this little gallery tucked into an office building on F Street has housed the artwork from Tracy's Kids, which is a charity that helps young cancer survivors express their thoughts and feelings through art. It's one of those exhibits that leaves you with a lump in your throat, and these children are amazingly good artists, too. Again, it's the artwork of Tracy's Kids, and it's at the Carroll Square Gallery from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is your last chance to see it. The exhibit closes Friday.
That's Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer, joining us on Skype. Read more about all the events he mentioned, including this band, Gangsta Grass, performing in our area. Just go to WTOP.com, search Washington Flyer.